Good evening, and thank you for coming. I'm going to be talking about infrared astronomy tonight, which has made great advances in the last few years, particularly because we've been able to go into space and get a clear view of the universe. Yeah. Here you see a view that the Hubble telescope has taken, a picture that the Hubble Space Telescope has obtained at optical wavelength, visible light. And there are a large number of galaxies here, far more than you would see in the local galaxy, because you're looking very, very far back in time. And around here, you see a lot of very faint but very blue galaxies. You see how blue this one is and this one compared to the yellow ones that are nearby. What we're seeing here is a very, very early time in the galaxy, in the background. The foreground are galaxies just like ours, made up of 100 billion stars, perhaps, just like the Sun. But in the background, you see these very blue, but very faint because they're so far away, galaxies. And they are not quite as big as ours yet. Perhaps something like 1/10 the size, maybe 1/100 the size. Many of those are going to be merging to become larger and larger galaxies as time goes on. As we look out into the universe, we see these faint, small blue galaxies as they were about 10 billion years ago, whereas the foreground ones are seen almost at the present time, maybe a few hundred million years ago. What we also see in these faint blue galaxies are stars that are made up essentially of pure hydrogen and helium. The metals like iron and gold and zinc are going to come later. They get cooked in the centers of stars as hydrogen is first converted into helium, and then the helium is converted into carbon and oxygen and neon and magnesium, and eventually iron and the heavy elements like uranium. All of that happens at the center of stars, and then if some of these stars are very massive and they explode, they throw these heavy chemical elements out into the universe. And so what you're looking at as you look back in time are very young stars making small galaxies, making up small galaxies with maybe a billion stars in them instead of the 100 billion stars that we see in our own Milky Way today. And they're very rich in hydrogen and helium and still very poor in metals. Maybe only 1% of the heavier elements like carbon, iron, zinc, manganese are there compared to the levels, the concentrations that we have here today.